Oh, yes, yes.
That has for the little guy, too.
Childhood hymns of praise that made us strong, the ones that mother made the
Live in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph Erdo and Greg Isaac. It's good to be back. I was gone last week.
Yeah, you missed our snow show.
The snow show, that rhymes. How did you come up with that? The snow show.
The snow show? It rhymes, yeah.
I know snow cones. I know snow... Like even snow jobs, you know, when people sort of con you and stuff.
Snow plow. Steve Jobs.
And snow plow. I know snow plow.
He's thinking of two jokes at the same time. He doesn't know who
I know
respond.
Snowy. Isn't Snowy a...
Me or him.
Yes. And what else do we know? We know snow rhymes with no.
And very exciting news
off
the air
after
our snow show.
Yes.
We got invited to go to Snowball.
Snowball?
We're going to do a live remote from Snowball, Arizona.
Yay.
Snowball. And Greg is going to learn how to ski, and I am going to learn how to snowboard.
That's fantastic.
And you're going to be the commentary as you're going to do the commentary and play-by-play as I, first time ever in my years, put on skis and go down the Snowball. And there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Down goes Dave.
That'll be an avalanche.
No, actually, you're just going to be building a snowman over in the kiddie area because, as we heard in Dave's Random Enlightenment last week, you have a heart. Well, you better listen to it because you had some things to say about people of old age and snow.
Snow.
It's very dangerous.
So I'm very excited about that. The Snowball. Flagstaff is beautiful, by the way.
Yeah.
I love Flagstaff. How about you?
Sometime in January. Right?
Now, let's explain. This is Greg Isaac. Usually, he's not from New Jersey or New York. Or, you know, sounds 97 years old. However...
This is our folk flick show, so he's going to be playing a character today.
But he has a bit of under the weather, and he's lost his voice, so he has... The only way I can talk
is like this.
Yeah, I can talk like that.
Let's all do it.
At least I got a new Eric.
Eric, can you talk like this? Little,
it still hits the throat.
I'm sorry, what am I supposed to do?
President of the Amity Club.
There's me trying to do my regular voice. It just goes deep like that.
Oh, well, Barry White. A little singing.
Well, it works today because, as I was telling Greg, you know,
it's
before
the
folk
show.
Yeah, it's our folk flick show.
Yeah.
We're gonna be talking.
I thought you said the Pope show.
Pope show.
That's
why
what I thought he said.
Right, Eric? No, it sounds like the Pope show. Here.
You know, in honor of Rush Limbaugh's comments about the Pope.
Exactly.
It's an honor of the Broken Circle Breakdown. That is that song that brought us into the show. Very cool. It's the very first song from the Broken Circle Breakdown, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Sung by the cast.
I have a lot to say about that movie.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. However, I saw the trailer. I got a lot of good comments.
And we're going to have on a live folk singer, Tyler Stenson, later on.
And
in the
I'm going to talk about three of his great songs. I love the songs.
Great. And also, a little bit later on in the show, we have a Dave's Random Enlightened all about midlife crises.
Oh, am I in a midlife crisis already?
Well, you've had one.
What's a crisis?
A long time ago.
I had mine.
A long time ago. I just got married, for God's sakes.
Well, okay. Well, that is part
of the midlife crisis.
It is.
Oh, sorry, girls out there.
And also, one of my favorite games that I've come up with so far. Folk or fake. Yeah. So it's a very cool game. It's going to be in our last segment of the show.
Around
11:45. There's a chance you might be able to win. So it's a really cool game.
I don't think I've won. Have I won yet?
Those
files. Oh, what?
I'm not allowed to listen to those
files. Right. We've got some song files, and Eric
I have an advantage over
win.
You guys. I could
Peter Palomary. Okay. I got one of them, I'm sure.
And also, let's not forget our other guest today. We're going to be talking with Joe Gemmel from the Carefree Christmas Festival, where we will be broadcasting live next Saturday.
Excellent.
Great stuff.
And that's the sixth annual.
Yes.
And it looks
pretty. They got an electric light parade. Yeah. And
wow.
And you can hear Greg the Voice. What kind of? We're going to call Greg the Voice from now on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very it's going to be really exciting.
I'll switch it a little bit. I'll do this one.
Yeah. So ever since the tree lighting anthem, yeah, people are requesting this everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I was out there this morning. They were doing Breakfast with Santa. And,
oh, very cool.
Under the tree, they were giving out things for the Lego movie.
Oh, that looks fantastic.
I think they might be done now, but, you know, if you still got a chance, I think they're doing some other Lego things around town today as well. So if you get a chance.
What's the Carefree Festival?
The Carefree.
That's where we're going to be next. Yeah.
No, I know, but you said you were out there. Oh, you were at the Lego Festival.
I was at the Lego Festival.
I'm looking forward to that one. Any movie with Chris Pratt is a good movie nowadays.
I'm so distracted. Yes, Chris Pratt. Yeah. He's also in another movie called Her that comes out.
Oh, Ben. I know Ben.
All right, Dave. Shut up.
And the Lego thing is really good, by the way, because who won first prize for the best Legos?
Who won what?
Best Lego.
Scarlett Johansson?
Probably. I wouldn't doubt that, right? Eric, you like Scarlett Johansson.
No, he didn't say first place. He said like first praise or something like that.
First place. Yeah. First place.
Oh, Jennifer Hudson?
Who's that? I don't know her.
You don't know Jennifer
American
Hudson?
American Idol winner?
Jennifer Hudson. I meant
Kate Hudson.
No.
Even worse.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Are you kidding me? Of course I know.
I think I was merging the two, Kate Hudson and Jennifer Lawrence.
You don't want to merge those two. It turned into something that they're not.
Into Jennifer Hudson.
So anyway, okay. Oh, that was Eric. You like that one?
I was laughing at Greg.
So no, I can't even laugh. Laugh with a low voice.
It's me to talk right now. But
all right,
fun.
Put a pillow in act like Santa Claus.
I got
now,
some tea.
Put a pillow in. Oh, speaking of putting a pillow in and acting like Santa
pillow
Claus.
Pillow talk. I love pillow talk.
Maybe Eric wants to go and do this with me this evening.
What's that? What's
Santarky?
Who?
What is it?
Santarky.
Yeah, no,
I have no idea what that is.
Everybody's going to dress
Dos
up.
Dos Gringos, right?
Yeah, Dos Gringos. They're going to be doing it all over Old
What's
Town
it called?
Scottsdale.
Santarky.
Santarky.
Sounds like Antichrist and Santa.
Yes.
It is Santa Anarchy.
We'll get
Everybody's going to dress up like Santa Claus.
Oh.
And
no, I don't want to do that with you.
Yeah, Siamese twins, too.
You can wear one costume.
No, listen, if you've seen pictures of previous events, the women dress as very, very sexy Mrs. Claus.
Oh, they do.
And like sexy reindeers and sexy snowmen.
Well,
snow women.
You know, bestiality is not one of my favorites. But.
Have you ever had a crush on a snow woman?
Well, you said reindeers dress up sexy. Who wants that? Eric,
what's wrong with that?
You don't want to go with them.
Party things.
I love the costume parties. Yeah.
Yeah, but what if it's a sheep?
A sheep? Is a sheep sexy?
No. Not at all. Not bad. Okay. So
this is we are off to the strangest starts. But
we
anyway,
are way off.
That's where I will be tonight, and I will be dressed as Santa Claus, and I will tell you all about it next Saturday.
Well, that sounds sort of fun.
By the way, where do you get Santa Claus outfits at?
I've actually had it for a very, very long time.
But where'd you get it?
I think I got it
Sears.
Sears. Yeah, a long
Mugged
time ago.
To Santa.
They just bought Kmart, by the way.
What?
Well, not
Greg,
just.
Greg said, Greg
was
said they bought
ago.
A while ago. No, and then they closed
Your
the
wife
door.
Said that, and then I repeated saying, oh, yeah, that's right, a
oh,
long
she
time
said
ago
that?
They
oh,
did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, but I actually,
the prices went up ever since.
I dressed up as, I was Santa Paws at PetSmart several years ago.
Oh, great film.
You were Santa Paws?
Great film at PetSmart. What?
Santa Paws.
What does Frozen dress up as? A duck?
An elf.
An elf, yes. What?
Donald. I don't know.
Well, anyway, let's get started with our first movie today.
Yes.
We've got several movies to talk about. Again, it's our folk flick show, so throughout the show we'll be playing some music from these folk music movies.
I love that.
Yeah. So, and there's some
I
really
love
cool
folk
ones in there.
Music. Country rock,
yeah,
folk rock.
Country, Americana, and bluegrass. We're kind of mixing
them
all
in there. Oh, and a latte, and let's say Americana.
A latte dogs.
No, what? No. Americana's at
America's
Starbucks.
Got Talent.
But a vanilla 9-pump sugar-free non-fat skinny vanilla latte,
nine
no
pump.
Foam.
9-pump.
Yeah, I do that.
That's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Oh. No, it's sugar-free 9 pumps.
Okay, that's
wow. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, again, Broken Circle Breakdown, the song that brought us into the show, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, sung by the cast, including Johan Heldenberg, which we've got an interview clip with here
Johan.
In just a few moments. The movie is, it stars Johan Heldenberg and Viril, I can't pronounce her name, Batens, who play, she's beautiful, by the way, and great actress, play two people who fall in love at first sight in spite of their differences. He talks, she listens. He's a romantic atheist who's, she is a religious realist, but when their daughter becomes seriously ill, their love is put on trial. So, and it's quite a long movie. It's about 2 hours, and it is subtitled, but the music is in English.
Oh.
Just like that song that we heard, you know, a little earlier. I was surprised that, you know, this is a foreign film, but they've got...
Country Western to look
yeah,
like to me.
Yeah, and that was really an interesting mix. So what were your impressions of the trailer?
Well, the trailer looked great. I didn't know a subtitle, but it looked great. And primarily because I do enjoy Country Western songs, mm-hmm. and I thought that was appealing to me. So I love that part, but that's about all I could tell.
Okay. Well, you know, I am surprised that they kind of hid the fact that it is subtitles because I was a little bit taken off guard as well. Mm. And
How do you spell her name?
Viral Helden. No, I'm sorry. That's the Viral, V-E-E-R-L-E. What did you say? Viral? And Batens.
Viral, yeah.
B-A-E-T-E-N-S.
Found her.
You found her?
Oh, wow.
She's cute, isn't she?
Great work.
What?
Not my cup of tea.
Okay, well, right. I don't really... I think the tattoos are fake, by the way.
No, I'm just looking at a headshot.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what's her name?
Viral Batens.
Did
you just look up
Swedish
Broken Circle? Yeah, it's... Yeah, yeah.
How do you spell Viral?
V-E-E-R-L-E.
V-E...
Just look up Broken Circle Breakdown and click on her name on IMDb.
She used to be she was in Code 37.
Yeah, she's real cute.
An Aquarius, 1978, year of birth.
But she's got all these tattoos on her in the movie. What? Aquarium?
An Aquarius.
Oh.
So Broken Circles. I don't see her.
Belgium.
Are we still here? Johnny, excuse me.
Yes, are you still here, Jenny? Viral, wait, V-E-R?
V-E-E-R-L-E.
Wait, is she calling into the show?
No, she isn't, but we almost had a chance to interview.
Looks like she just...
What is it, Batens?
Batens.
Oh, Batens.
Don't worry about it. Okay,
I'm with Eric on this one.
Do you remember this movie, Blue Valentine?
I've heard of it.
She's not my cup of tea.
Do you remember Blue Valentine?
I'd have to put a lot of honey in it.
Yes.
Nine
pumps.
Yeah, at least.
All right, do you remember Blue Valentine?
Yes, I did, yes? And I liked it. Give me a refresher. Who was in it? I saw it, and I liked it, but I can't remember.
Well, I don't remember, but I'm going to find out now, actually. Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Michelle Williams.
Williams.
I did like it. I liked that movie.
It
was a great movie, and but, you know, it was a really kind of depressing movie, right?
Yeah.
It definitely was.
Very, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not since Blue Valentine has a movie so effectively demonstrated the intense highs and lows of a romantic relationship than the Broken Circle Breakdown. This is really close to a breakthrough.
Ooh.
It's a thumbs up. I'm giving it a really strong thumbs
Nicely
up.
Nicely done.
And, you know, again, it's kind of depressing. You know, it's a Belgian drama. And, again, so it's subtitled. And it's extremely emotional. You know, as the story here, by the way, it's based on a play that was written by the star, Johan Heldenberg.
Oh, Johan Heldenberg.
Yeah, and so he made the play, he wrote the play, and he stars in the movie now. And, you know, so it's a very passionate movie. It shows both good and bad passions within a relationship. And, you know... It's a really tragic tale of terminal illness because, again, their child becomes very ill and it's how they're dealing with it and, you know, how they cope. And they cope with it in very different ways.
Yeah.
And that's how most people in a relationship do, right? Someone
absolutely.
Tries to keep it together. Someone falls apart.
Yeah.
Right? And especially if you've got different religious views, that makes it even more difficult.
Much more difficult, potentially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it also deals with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm.
And it's all jumbled together in a non-linear narrative. That's the one downside for it. Things take place out of order. It's not, you know, beginning, middle,
intentionally?
End. Yes, intentionally. Mm. It's a little bit frustrating at times because when was this happening? And it's a little hard to follow.
Yeah.
But it's really, really well worth the effort. It will genuinely engage you from beginning to end. Again, I'm giving it a thumbs up. I really highly recommend you check out The Broken Circle Breakdown.
Nice.
And the theme here, before we talk about it, the theme, by the way, is love, even glorious love, cannot conquer everything. And I did get a chance to speak with the original writer of the play, Johann Heldenberg, who also stars in the movie. He's the star. He's the voice that we heard at the beginning of the show. And I got a chance to speak with him. So let's hear what he had to say about the theme of the Broken Circle Breakdown.
The Broken Circle Breakdown is basically a love story. It's about a very passionate, glorious love. And, you know, I want people to leave the venues with a feeling of that they are touched by these characters, and but also that there's still a lot of hope in the movie, and there's still a lot of things to think about, and there's a political aspect. You could look at the movie in so many ways, and it will not conquer everything, as we are often made to believe in cinemas and television series. It sometimes, even glorious love is not able to conquer everything, and that's just the truth, because 80% of the people who has to go through that experience break up, and it's sad, but it's the truth, and it's a movie that's made with the utmost integrity and utmost honesty, and even the music is honest because it's acoustic music. You can just pick a guitar off a wall and play with your grandfather and your uncles and your son. Everything is honest about it and truthful and full of integrity. And I believe that's the sentiment that people leave the movie with, and that's what I wanted to tell. And yeah.
And I want to mention the music again, by the way. He was saying how honest the music is. It's an excellent soundtrack. I'm going to say if you only buy 3 soundtracks for movies this year.
Mary Poppins.
No. What?
I've never bought a movie soundtrack, let alone 3.
Star Trek.
Okay. I'm no longer going to talk to the man behind the glass. Three soundtracks. This is one of them. This is an excellent soundtrack. Very beautiful music. You know, again, when you're watching the music, when you're watching the movie, it's really interesting because it's really intense lows in the movie, but then you've got these really joyous songs about life.
Yeah.
And you know, all this folk bluegrass music. It's really interesting contrast between the two emotions, and so I would definitely rush out and buy the Broken Circle Breakdown soundtrack. Again, last week we were talking about Frozen on our snow show. Frozen has an excellent soundtrack as well. And also, I'm not going to review the movie today. We're going to review the movie in a couple weeks. It's called Inside Llewyn Davis, and it's another folk music movie.
What's the title?
Inside Llewyn Davis. We're going to talk about Llewyn Davis. We're going to talk about it a little bit later on in the show, in our last segment. But Inside Llewyn Davis, that soundtrack, again, is one of the top soundtracks of the year.
Nice. So, I love soundtracks.
But what do you have to say about the theme there that Johann Heldenberg had to say?
And the theme once again?
Love, even glorious love, cannot conquer everything.
Well, here, the first thing I'm going to start off with, it depends how you define love. And I'll save that for last. But generally, the way I see it is love can keep one peaceful in times of adverse situations, depending, again, how you define love. Love can demonstrate the highest of spiritual concepts, such as we saw through Nelson Mandela. I mean,
yes.
everyone that I saw comment, no matter if it was a Republican, Democrat, anyone, and everyone said this guy demonstrated the highest of spiritual concepts. I mean, he forgave the people that put him in jail for 27 years. I mean, he reserved front row seats for them when he took office. I mean, this guy was a living, breathing sort of political saint, I think he could probably say. So he demonstrated, and love can give hope and faith to others. Now, yet love can't necessarily change others. So that's an interesting concept. It can plant a seed, but what are the things love can't conquer? And it just depends on how you define it. So if compassion is part of love, then maybe relationships could survive. It's when people get fearful and they go self-centeredness, I think that's not love. I think if they think of the other person and you define it that way, I think it can conquer everything, but very few have that special love.
Yeah. But even that really special love, there are certain circumstances in life that it tends to tear love apart. And, you know,
but then again, you have to define what is being torn apart, love, self-love, or
the
highest
love,
level of.
I will say that the love itself isn't being torn apart, but it can tear people down. And so even that love alone cannot sustain a relationship.
Unless you can't be torn down. Unless it's all about beliefs. Unless you really see beyond what most people can't see.
But the world is also about differences, and that's what relationships are about.
The law of duality.
Right, and if we
light
go,
and dark.
And if exactly, and if we go back to you know what I was saying earlier, different views of religion and different political views and stuff.
That
like
can
that,
be an issue.
Yeah.
I agree.
And because you know sometimes like opposites attract, but when you really push to again a terminal illness for a child. You know, those kind of issues can be really, really tough. But again, a really an emotional movie. I highly recommend you go see The Broken Circle Breakdown. Again, it is one of the best foreign films of the year. I'd say it's in the top five foreign films of 2013.
Any Academy Award action, maybe?
It very well could be. Yeah, it is their, I believe, that country's nominee for foreign film. Yeah, for the Oscars.
Are you going to be on the red carpet?
We could be, yeah. You'll have to stay tuned to Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network to find out.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yes.
Oh, this would be good. Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, so again, it's our folk flick show in honor of the Broken Circle Breakdown. And, you know, so we're going to be talking about other folk flicks from throughout the show. And one of my favorite folk flicks is A Mighty Wind. Have you ever seen A Mighty Wind, Christopher Guest's movie?
No.
Yeah, it was like a folk version of Spinal Tap.
Yes, exactly.
No, I have not seen it.
It's got a great cast. Eugene Levy is in it.
Oh, he's funny.
Yes, he's...
Bob Balaban.
Yes, exactly. And who's the... Is it Catherine or Harry?
Vero Batons. Batons.
What? Right.
She's in it.
Yeah.
Viral.
Yeah,
so yeah, the song that's going to take us into the break is from A Mighty Wind. The title track, A Mighty Wind, sung by the cast. As I travel
down the back. Oh, I like that.
It's an excellent, again, great soundtrack. So don't listen to Eric. If you want an awesome soundtrack, you got to get this.
No,
soundtrack.
I think he likes the soundtrack.
No, the best soundtrack from any movie is The Song Remains the Same.
Yes, it does. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live here in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. It's blowing out a message to every woman, child, and man. Yes, a mighty wind's a-blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom. It's blowing equality.
From a lighthouse in Bar Harbor to a bridge called Golden Gates. From a trawler down in Shreveport to the shore of one great lake, there's a star on the horizon and it's burning light.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scotland, Scottsdale. We know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
I know you see me like some wide-eyed dreamer that just rolled in off a dusty Midwest bus. Yeah, on the outside
and welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live here in Phoenix, Arizona. Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph Erdo and Greg Isaac, who has lost his voice and he now sounds like Barry White.
Now I sound like this, actually.
Yeah, he does. Paul Harvey, good day. Okay.
Who's singing, Eric? Tell us your favorite actress,
one
right?
One of my favorites of all
Vero
time.
Vero Batten.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, is it really?
Country Strong.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I should have known that because she made that movie.
By the way, I was being facetious.
That.
Yes.
So
I didn't much care for the movie, but, that girl from Gossip Girl was in it. And
Gossip Girl.
She's cute. Right?
How do you spell Gossip?
I don't know which one. I kind of know the girls from Gossip Girl.
The brunette.
The mother?
No, the girl.
Oh, Gossip Girls. I'm thinking of something totally different.
Wow. Oh, he's thinking about a website he visits. Anyway.
Which one? Anyway. Okay, just...
I can't say.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm typing in I can't say. Hey, it is one. That's beautiful.
Excellent.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, I want to mention this is our Folk Flick show, but next Saturday evening and into the night,
yeah,
we're going to have a live remote broadcast.
Am I invited?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
From the Carefree Christmas Festival.
And where is that?
That is in Carefree.
By Boulders, maybe?
Maybe. Well, and it's really exciting because they've got an electric light parade. But the thing is, we're going to be there for the electric light parade and the fireworks and all the festivities going on around there. But they're also going to have it's an all-weekend thing. They have stuff going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They got a pet parade going on Sunday. And so in a few moments, we're going to speak with the founder and director of the festival.
Oh, nice.
Joe Gemmel.
Excellent.
So, yeah. She's a business owner over there. And,
wow.
So we're trying to get her on the line now, and either way, it's a really exciting festival that we'll be at next
Saturday.
Night.
Well, do you know what time we're going to be there?
I think we might be there around 5.
5?
Yeah, around 5. We might go there at a little bit earlier, possibly at 4:30. We'll have to.
Will you be giving autographs?
Of course, we'll give autographs. Oh, okay.
So
we can't get let me tell you a little bit. Yeah, we'll try her again in a few minutes, but let me start to tell you a little bit about the festival.
Yeah.
Cuz on Friday they've got a gift market. This is next Friday, December 13th. Friday the 13th. Ooh.
Oh, what does that mean?
Oh,
scary.
No.
Scary. That means I'm going to have to go to another
Jason
bar crawl.
Breweries.
Yeah.
Yes. What? Oh, Jason Voorhees. I thought you said something about breweries.
It sounded like it.
Oh, the North Mount.
Speaking of breweries.
Yeah. Speaking of it, Joseph.
What? The North Mountain Brewing Company.
That is such a great place.
Yeah.
In fact, I understand we're going to have to try to get the dates, but they're going to have a Christmas party and a New Year's Eve party there.
Cool. Are we broadcasting there? I know I can't make it, but are we broadcasting?
Yeah, we're going to be there this Thursday, North Mountain Brewing Company. They're at, what's the address, Greg?
We'll give it out later.
We'll give it out later, but it is right 7th Street and Dunlap right there. And North Mountain Brewing Company, great place. And but yeah, I talked to Candy, one of the owners, the other day, and a Christmas party and a New Year's Eve party. And we'll give the dates out on the Christmas party, New Year's Eve party. Of course, is New Year's Eve.
Absolutely.
And that's such a fun place. Great food, great environment. We love it. Come out this Thursday, by the way, from 3 to 5 and see us broadcast live.
And Dave that's will be giving autographs.
I'll be giving autographs. Greg will be giving his voice away.
Ooh, voice.
Nice.
My voice will be...
Well, you know, and we're still trying to get Joe on the line, but, you know, again, a few things about the Christmas festival.
Going to say more news on the North Mountain Brewing Christmas party, of course.
Oh, yeah.
522 East Dunlap Avenue, Phoenix, 85020. But Christmas party is December 21st.
December 21st. Okay.
Yeah. Is that a Saturday?
That's a Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. Secret Santa.
Oh,
lots
of
good stuff.
And our Christmas show, by the way, will either be on... it'll either be next Saturday or on December 21st. So stay tuned to.
Oh, that's sort of fun.
And
so we'll talk about that a little
party,
bit more.
Party, of course, is 9 p.m. New Year's Eve, which is a Tuesday. December
that's a great. I recommend everyone getting out there. Northbound Brewing Company, 522 East Dunlap Christmas Party, the 21st. And
if you prefer me to speak like this in the future, I don't know if it's possible, but I feel better. Give us a call at 602-252-1480.
Was that the name? And that number, I mean?
That's hard.
Yeah, 252-1480.
Yeah, KPHX.
Yeah, one time only at Speak with Greg with a low voice.
I love when the ball drops. I mean,
yeah.
Right?
But make sure you get out there this Thursday because we're going to be broadcasting live there at North Mountain Brewing Company.
It 3
will to
drop 5. Again.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, Candy and Robert.
And again, on next Saturday, we will be at the Carefree Christmas Festival.
Nice.
You know, we will be broadcasting live from the... The Electric Light Parade, sponsored by the Carefree Resort and Conference Center. That starts at 6 p.m. next Saturday.
Fantastic. A beautiful array of electric lights floating by.
And while we try to get our guest on the line, I wanted to mention there's a movie that you reviewed recently that I saw
this
weekend, and that was Frozen.
Frozen, exciting.
I know it was a breakthrough for you, and I think you said the best Disney, or at least the best animated
best
Disney,
animated
since, Lion
Disney
King.
Since Lion King.
And you weren't the only person that said that.
Best animated movie of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And it is in my top 20. I don't want to say what's
in
my
year.
Top 10 right
okay,
now.
I'll change and talk like this now. It'll be easier.
Oh, my.
Because
like you're angry.
I liked it. I
you liked it.
I liked it as well. It had that feel that, like you said, the 90s Disney movies had, the early 90s, you know, back when we were little squirts. So
Little squirts.
I liked it as well.
Did you have babies?
The little story behind it. There's even a little twist in there. So,
twist
you know, the
shout.
Adults are like, oh, interesting. Some good jokes in it. And the kids obviously love it. Little Mason loved it. We saw it in 3D, so he had his 3D glasses on.
Song was amazing. Let It Go.
Yeah. Yeah. The music was great.
Now, do you remember? I was. Yeah, see, that's it.
Let it go.
Like a river. Exactly. I was singing the Beatles song.
I was made fun of for thinking that. That the Snow Queen was
hot.
Very attractive. Yes, that I called her hot, which I was trying to be funny because the whole Frozen hot thing.
Oh, you got in trouble for that?
Well, I was made fun of by Eric and
character.
Everything. Yeah. But wasn't she hot?
Who?
Elsa.
The other character was just listening to Kristen Bell's voice.
Okay,
she was the other character.
Oh, I like her, Kristen Bell.
I don't.
She's beautiful.
Kristen Bell,
There are comments online saying that Elsa, the Snow Queen...
Oh, other
Snow
people
Queen,
thought that, too.
People say that she is a Disney, the modern version of Disney beauty.
So it'll be interesting when at Disneyland, when they have the character walking around, you know, how she'll look, and you'll be the first one there.
You know what? They can't reproduce that. The eyes are just beautiful.
Yeah, it was great what they did with her eyes. No, it was a good movie all around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd say a breakthrough, but definitely two big, you know, big thumbs up on that one.
You wouldn't give that a breakthrough?
A little below.
What animated movie was better this year?
Yeah.
No. This year, it was the best animated movie. The thing is, and it may be the best since Lion King. I may agree with that. I mean, there's a few others in there that I'd say are also pretty good, but... it was, because it gave you that feel of those late 80s, early 90s Disney movies like Little Mermaid, like Aladdin, like Lion King, you know, with how the music was and just everything regarding that. And, yeah, I think just good overall movie. And in 3D, I'm not always big on the 3D stuff, but this was good to see because, you know, with the snow and everything like that and this time of year.
The box office was huge for it. It was number two because Hunger Games, unfortunately, was still number one.
Right.
But, you know, beat Tangled's gross and stuff like that. So for an animated movie, it was spectacular.
It did great. Yeah, because it's good to get kids and you know, adults will like it too.
So if you've seen Frozen or if you have any other movies that you want to talk about, give us a call. 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480. We love to hear your thoughts, and I'm sure that I would love to argue with you as well, because I know that a lot of people will.
There's another movie I saw.
Oh, okay.
This one, a rental, The Heat.
The Heat, yes. And I gave that a thumbs up.
Yeah, I do as well. It was pretty funny. I think Melissa McCarthy's hilarious, and Sandra Bullock did great.
Yeah, that's funny.
I like the scene at the dance club.
Wait, you rented that?
The Heat.
Yeah, it's on my TV. You rented it.
Right. No, but it was good. It
and
was
the scene
funny.
With the Tic Tac as well.
Tic Tac Toe.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember the box of Tic Tacs. Oh, I found them. I found your...
Oh, I do.
Yeah. I don't remember
We can't
that.
Say it on
sorry,
the air.
Sorry.
Guess what I saw? I saw Hunger Games.
I'm quite out of it today.
I saw Hunger Games. We'll go over that.
Well, I think we've got a caller, right?
A caller. Robert, it looks like from Mesa. Robert, welcome to Breakthrough Entertainment.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, no, I took my daughters on opening weekend to see Frozen because it fell on my daughter's birthday, so that was a great birthday present for her. And, you know, speaking of Frozen, over at Disneyland, they're already doing that California Adventures. They have the whole World of Color switched over to Frozen right now.
Oh, yeah.
Up until January, like, 7th.
Nice. Oh, I think I saw that on YouTube.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, they have Olaf as the MC. So
he was great. Olaf was amazing.
And the Snow Queen, she is freaking hot. So.
See?
There you go. Hotter than Ariel, the Little Mermaid.
I'm validated. I feel validated now. Thank you so much, Robert. And did your did your daughter enjoy it as much as we did?
Yes, and she also enjoyed Hunger Games as well. We actually saw Hunger Games over at the AMC at Disney's Disney Downtown Disney. So, she thought it was great. I read all three books, and the Hunger Games actually was the most closest to Catching Fire book than the first one was. And but you know the way that they did the effects for the arena kind of matched what I thought what the arena would look like that it was portrayed in the book. So Jennifer Lawrence was great, and so those are the two best movies so far this season in the holiday season that I thought were worth seeing.
I didn't see Frozen, but I did see Hunger Games, and Joseph, I didn't tell you that yet, but I thoroughly enjoyed it, by the way. I did very much enjoy Hunger Games. How old is your daughter, by the way?
She's nine.
Nine, and she liked Hunger Games, so good for her. Excellent. Great movie.
Yeah, she liked the first one and then the second one. She can't wait for Mockingjay to come out next November. So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Robert, thank you for calling in. Call in again. We appreciate you calling in.
Hey, no problem, guys. See you later. Right. Have a good Christmas.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
And again, thanks, Robert, so much. I'm glad that he enjoyed Frozen as much as we did. And next Saturday we will be broadcasting live at the Carefree Christmas Festival, and we've got on the founder of the festival and also the executive director of the festival, Joe Gemmel. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me. This is very exciting.
Yes, we're very excited about it. And I've never been out at the festival. I don't think any of us here have.
No, I haven't. This is Dave, one of the hosts. And welcome to our show. I looked at your website, and it's a 6th annual. But what really struck me is 35 tons of real snow. Is that true?
I know.
How do you do that?
Well, it's quite interesting. Snow in the middle of the desert can be a challenge, but we have the right contacts at the North Pole, I guess. So it'll be arriving on Saturday.
I was going to say either a rain dance or a snow dance.
A snow dance. That's a good one. Yeah, we'll try that.
Wow, that's incredible. It looks fabulous. Friday, yeah. Saturday, Sunday.
The snow's great because there's a lot of kids in the valley that don't really get to experience snow unless they go up to Flagstaff, you know. So it's really great for them to be able to come to Carefree and, you know, enjoy the nice weather, but play in the snow and feel all Christmassy. So
yeah, and everyone wants to play in the snow now that, you know, because we were just talking about Frozen. So all the kids are very, really excited.
Oh, that's right.
In Phoenix. And
that's right. Yeah, the new movie. Yeah.
And Joe, how did this all get started? 6 years doing this. What was your motivation? Your thought process? How did it get going?
Well, you can probably tell from the way I speak that I'm not from around these parts.
You have a beautiful voice, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, from where I'm from, at Christmas time, especially in the merchant districts of the town, it was always a very big occasion, and we would organize a Christmas stroll, or we would have, you know, the Bavarian Christmas market. There'd be some kind of real, almost Charles Dickens-y kind of Christmas. And in Carefree, when I first came to Carefree about 12 years ago, there really wasn't too much going on in the way of Christmas. And especially with the town itself, it's not a town you tend to associate with children and children activities. It tended to be more of a retirement community. So myself and another merchant, we just kind of pulled our ideas together one year and decided it would be so good to try and bring a bit more Christmas cheer to the town, get the kids to come up for Christmas, and try and get the merchants and really the community involved in creating a festival that would be free. That's the most important thing, but that could also really generate that spirit of Christmas, which is sometimes hard to captivate when you're in the middle of the Sonoran Desert.
Oh, absolutely. You know, because I have lived in New River my whole life, and, you know, back when I was a kid, we did like hay rides, and there was a little Christmas tree, and, you know, everyone would gather around the Christmas tree and sing carols. And you know what? We don't have enough of this stuff anymore, and I really miss that. And I'm glad that I benefited from, I think, you know, one of the last times that everyone was, you know, had this small town feel. So
right.
Is that what people get to, you know, I know that more people, but
the very first year that we put the festival on, I would say about 10,000 people came over the course of that weekend. Mm. But the one thing that struck me the most was that there were so many people that came into town that I knew and who knew each other. It was a real neighborhood thing. Everybody came out, they brought their families that were staying with them for the holidays, and just really strolled through the town, enjoyed the Christmas lights. We had a wonderful Christmas market that goes through the gardens. They enjoyed the snow. They enjoyed the main event of the evening, which is the satellite, is the electric light parade. I mean, that was phenomenal. You've never seen so many people in Carefree in your entire life as show up for the electric light parade. And we had about 50 floats all lit up. It was really a spectacle.
And how many floats are in the parade this year, or how many entries?
I think entries were up to a similar amount, about 50. It works very well for us because, unlike downtown Phoenix, where there's a lot of area to cover, Carefree is very small. So our parade just goes around the circular road in the center of town called Easy Street. And
Sundial.
That's exactly where the sundial is. It's around that area, and all of the floats kind of traverse around that road, and it's just long enough to keep people's interest without them getting too cold. And then about an hour, the parade lasts about an hour, and then just after the parade we have this enormous firework display. And this year we're actually saluting the Yarnell Hotshots, the Fallen 19,
oh, yes,
with a firework salute. So that would be really spectacular.
Yeah, that's very important. That's excellent. Now, I understand Santa's going to make an appearance, also horse-drawn carriage rides, Pole mailbox. What's a North Pole mailbox?
Well, it's a special delivery that goes direct to Santa, so you can write a letter to Santa and tell him whether you've been naughty or nice, and write down your list of expectations, and then you put it in an envelope and put a stamp on it with your address and put it in the mailbox, and you'll get a reply.
So either put down if you're naughty or nice. Now, what if they put naughty? What happens?
Well, I think they'll have to make sure their list is particularly long.
Oh, wow. Okay, and is there an age limit? Just kidding. Okay,
No, not at all. It's quite funny. We've had all sorts of bizarre requests in Santa's mailbox, so it's quite amusing.
Nice. And, you know, so the highlight, just to recap, the highlight on Friday, again, December 13th, there's a gift market. You've got Christmas music going on Saturday. You've got a lot going on. You've got a kiddie train and,
some parade at 6 o'clock.
Yes, the parade will definitely be there for that and the fireworks. So come out and see us. And what I'm really excited about us on Sunday, I don't know if you've heard our show before, but I've got a duck, a pet duck. His name is Frozen. And I know you've got a pet parade.
Brilliant.
Presented
and you're
going
to bring him.
I should. Presented Brilliant. By the Foothills Animal Rescue. It's 9 a.m. on Sunday, December 15th. So is this the first year for this?
Does Frozen walk along very nicely with a leash on?
He does, absolutely.
Oh, bring him, Joseph.
Oh, yeah. I think you should bring him. That'd be fantastic.
And he wears elf costumes.
He does.
Oh, he's quite talented. He'll give the Aflac duck a run for his money.
And he eats
a diaper on, too.
He eats lasagna, too. It's really weird.
Oh, dear.
Right. So
I guess that's seven duck.
He doesn't eat chicken, though.
No, I can understand why. Too close to home, huh?
Yeah. He actually does. He eats turkey. He loves turkey.
He does? Oh,
yes,
boy.
Yeah, but, so did we miss out? Did we leave anything out? Is there anything else you want to share with us?
No, I think you've done fantastically well to come and support the event. It's really fabulous to be able to chat with you about it. We're just praying for some good weather. I'm sure it'll be just as nice this weekend, next weekend, as it is this weekend, just cold and sunny with the snow. And we do suggest, if people are listening in right now, that if you're planning on coming up next weekend, come early, because parking is always a premium. Most people park on the streets that lead into Carefree and then take the little walk into the town center. But parking can be tricky, so come early so that you can find a good place to park.
I live up there, so I'll be there.
Yes.
Perfect. I'll look forward to meeting you.
Yeah.
Oh, and so will we. We'll be broadcasting live, so we cannot wait. We urge everyone to go out to the Carefree Christmas Festival again next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We will be there on Saturday night for the parade and all the festivities
Excellent.
That evening.
And, Excellent. Thank you very much, guys.
And I know that you'll be very busy, Joe, but if you've got a moment when we're there, you know, we'd love to have you on.
Yep, I'll be at one of the MC stands, so I'm sure you'll hear me broadcasting, usually asking people to clear the streets because the parade's coming. So keep an eye out. You'll hear me somewhere.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
Thank you. Wow, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. The 35 tons of real snow.
Yeah. I took my kids to that one year. I think it was last year or the year before.
How was it?
It was fun. There was a lot of people and there was lots of snow.
Yeah. Really? How fun is that?
Nice.
And there was actually like a little sledding thing you could go down.
Ooh. Oh, Dave, try it out.
I will.
Nice. All right.
Can Frozen sit on my lap?
It was for the kids, by the way.
I don't think anyone wants to sit on your lap.
Ho.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that's a technical foul.
Well, anyway, the... Yes, it sure is. Well, anyway, it is our Folk Flick show. And by the way, if anyone wants to give us a call after the break, 602-252-1480.
You
if you've seen any movies, 602-252-1480. And the song that will take us into the break right now.
We're taking a break now, huh?
Yeah, okay. We'll take a break. Yeah, we'll do a short segment after.
I thought you were kidding.
Yeah, thought you were kidding.
No, again, one of the greatest soundtracks of all time. Prairie Home Companion, right?
I like Garrison Keillor, and I listen to the Prairie Home Companion on the radio.
Did you see the movie?
I saw pieces of it.
You got to see the movie. It's excellent.
Meryl Streep, Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, Lindsay, and she know it's her last great role. And you got Woody Harrelson.
She got great roles.
And this is a Prairie Home Companion. I have an Isaac Home Companion.
What? I don't even know what that means.
Valley.
Oh, yeah.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, Phoenix, Arizona. And that was Joseph singing right now. We'll be right back.
How sad it will be. And just think of the fond heart you're breaking. And the grief you're causing to me.
Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to beat me up.
Do
you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
From this valley, they say you are gone.
Your heart's on the loose. You rolled them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live here in Phoenix, Arizona. Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. I'm Dave Isaac, Joseph Erdo, Greg Isaac in the house. Although Greg's voice is not in the house.
No, it's not.
It's still there. Can you do it lower?
This is all I can really do right now.
Oh my gosh.
Changes every few minutes.
Wow. What if people call in and...
Well, this one helps a little bit, but this one, it really is crispy and graspy with the voice. Like
sounds
a
like a sports guy,
against
right?
the throat. Yeah.
It is our folk flick show.
Oh. Yes.
And that song...
Is.
Was.
Was.
Was. Is.
Was.
What?
Is.
No.
Was. Is.
It,
is.
Weary Kind. Sung by Ryan Bingham from Crazy Heart. I'm sure that, you know...
Ryan Bingham. Yes.
Bingham.
Bingham Hope.
Have you ever seen Crazy Heart?
Yeah, Jeff Bridges.
Yes. Yeah.
It was good.
I didn't really care for the movie.
I liked it.
But I know a lot of people love the movie.
Got great reviews.
Yes. And, you know, we were going to review a movie here called Out of the Furnace.
Ooh.
But there's not enough time in this segment to review Out of the Furnace, so we will save it for our next segment. So in our 11 o'clock hour, we will review Out of the Furnace.
Out
of the Furnace was made by the same guy as Crazy Heart.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sort of cool, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so it all kind of ties in here. You know, and but yeah, so Crazy Heart, you go out and see it if you want. I will say that Jeff Bridges, terrific actor in the film, terrific actor in general, but great performance. And but yeah, so I am so exhausted. You know, from a really busy week. It was the Phoenix Film Critics Society's deadline week for our awards.
Wow, and what does that mean?
That means that this morning I had to send in my ballot for top 10 movies of the year.
Yeah.
In which those will be announced on Breakthrough Entertainment's the first Saturday in January. Will be my top 10, but you know, this coming week we're going to be voting on everything, you know, best actor, best actress, best animated film, best documentary. So, you know, we saw a lot of movies this week. I can't say anything about them, but I saw American Hustle. I saw Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh.
And, yeah, so I just a lot of movies. And The Secret Life of Walter Mitty as well.
With Ben Stiller.
Yes, with Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
And, of course, Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, which we'll be reviewing in a few weeks, as well as Ours, the new Paul Walker.
Ours, did we make a movie? Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
HOURS.
Oh, Paul time. Walker.
Paul Walker. That was very sad.
Very sad, yeah.
Yes, so we want to extend our condolences to his family and friends.
Yeah.
And what a great actor. And so I'm sure that we'll be talking more about
him. And a very kind person, I heard. Very good human being.
Yeah,
and
did you hear how he bought that engagement ring?
Yeah, I saw that. It was like, 10 years ago? And a couple couldn't afford it. And 10 years ago,
it was
anonymous, too. The store never let his name out until recently because they thought to honor him.
Yeah.
He bought a ring for someone anonymously, $10,000, because a couple couldn't.
Yeah, he was in the jewelry store and he overheard a war vet. With his girlfriend, and they were talking about how they wanted that ring, and they couldn't afford it, and he bought it for him.
I mean, that's amazing.
He was just a great
absolutely
guy.
Amazing.
All the charity. I mean, he was at the charity event.
Yeah,
and
tragic.
So it's amazing, and we've lost so many people this year. I'm sure we're going to be doing like a segment or a show.
Yeah,
or something,
that's
all about
right.
The people that we've lost this year.
Very sad.
It was a very sad year. You know that. Corey Monteith from Glee.
Yeah.
And you know, so just a terrible, terrible loss. And, you know, by the way, Mandela, I read this morning. His daughters were at a screening of Mandela. Oh, okay. And they were at a screening of Mandela. So we'll talk more about
Let's talk about that after the break.
Yeah. So the song that's going to take us into the break is I'm Not There, or the movie's I'm Not There, Anthony and the Johnsons, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Well, I've heard of that.
Oh, did you ever see that movie, I'm Not There?
Never.
No, but I heard the song Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Well, who's that by originally?
I can't remember.
Who's it by?
I just know the Guns
N' Roses. Bob Dylan, yes. And that's what the movie's all about. That's what I'm trying to get.
Oh, you knew.
Yeah,
you were
I'm
just
not
tricking
there.
Us.
That movie when everyone was...
I'm not here right now.
Everyone was playing Bob Dylan.
Check back
all
later.
All the different actors.
All right.
Yeah.
So. And, well, we're going out with a song, so we will be right back. This is Breakthrough Entertainment live here. Who's that?
We're going to have on Tyler...
Humphrey Bogart.
No, Tyler Stenson. He's an elegant folk artist, so right after the break.
Oh, excellent. And we'll be right back.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.